Okay, as we march forward towards Kabbalah Satorah, so the process is very similar to the process of getting married, in the sense that there are days of preparation beforehand, Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah. It's a little bit confusing where the term Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah comes from. The Magen Avraham uses the term, but the 3 days of preparation, Hagbalah, doesn't really mean preparation. Hagbalah means making a gvul, putting up a fence. Because during the Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah, they were commanded to build a fence around Har Sinai. But putting a fence represents a certain midah also. And that midah of putting up a fence is a midah of stepping back, of being afraid to approach. That's why we put up a fence. And that's why they put up that fence, because it was usher to go up onto the mountain. Even animals were usher to go onto the mountain. And that represents, between the midah of Ava or the midah of Yira, Hagbalah is certainly associated with which midah? The midah of Yira. Certainly it's a midah of, whoa, step back. The midah, wow, this is a place that I can't walk. It's Ki Amake Masharata Oymir Olavad Maskaideshi. That's a Yira Tenua. Now the giving of the Torah is very much associated with love. That's why we talk about Torah in the bracha of Ava Rabba or Avas Olam. But the preparation for receiving the Torah is Yira. It's interesting. Just like by a wedding. The preparation beforehand has its little bit of attention to it. Hoping everything turns out okay. Hoping it's the right decision. Everything that's built into preparing for the wedding. The moments leading to the chuppah, in America we have very, very Lebedic music that they play as they're going to the chuppah. But in Eretz Yisrael, if you've been to chasanas in Eretz Yisrael, you know that they play slow, like introspective kind of music, because it's a time of din. And the walk down the chuppah is anything but jovial, you know, it's serious in a happy way. It's serious, there's anticipation of joy. There's enormous anticipation of joy, but there's a seriousness to it. Standing under the chuppah, there's a certain awe, a certain seriousness. And then when we say Mazel Tov, there's the explosion of joy and love and everything, that it switches, the midah switches from Yira to Ava. It's fascinating. So now we're at the Yira stage of our Kabbalah Satorah, where we're hoping and preparing and davening and trying to set ourselves up for success, that we should be worthy of accepting the Torah. Now we're confident that that's going to happen, and we will dance and sing and eat meat and drink wine and say Hallel and all of the parts of a joyful day. But right now is the preparation time, when a chassan spends a few days with a little bit of tension, a little bit of awe before his chasana. It's not because he's not confident in the chasana, but that's just not the time for dancing yet. So now it's a time of serious preparation for Yontif. So I want to focus on something that we learned about in this past week's parsha, which Parshas Bamidbar is always the lead-in to Shavuos. And I think that it will serve us to keep in mind a certain mindset going into Har Sinai. And I want to start with a mashal. Imagine that a father approaches his son and says, I've spent my whole life amassing a fortune. I want to give you the present of a lifetime. The present is, I'm going to have my workers schlep into this room crates and crates of gold bars. Imagine? What a gift. You'll be set for life, you, your children, and grandchildren. It's an empire that I'm giving you. It's an entire life. Everything changes when you get a couple of crates of gold bars. And sure enough, the father sends his servants into the next room, and they start schlepping in, wheeling in these crates of gold bars. And the son says to his father, says, listen, I'm very, very grateful. Thank you. Very grateful. But I noticed that one of the servants, not servants, one of the workers that was bringing in the gold bars was wearing a watch. And I really liked that watch. And I was wondering if you could get me the same kind of watch. And if I was that father, I would be horrified. Here I am put together from all of my resources, from generations of work, this gift that I thought that the moment I give my son that gift, he will be able to think of nothing else other than this enormous gift that I'm giving him. And this is what he does. He's like, the guy's wearing a watch. I want that watch. Even if it's the most expensive, gorgeous watch, it's such a chutzpah. And yet, that is exactly what Klal Yisrael did. Exactly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give us the Torah. Tell me something. If you had to compare crates of gold bars with the gift of the Torah, what would that comparison be? The gold bars would immediately shrink into a speck of dust. It's nothing. The Torah is the whole purpose of the creation of the world. It's everything. Everything that a person could want. It's the greatest wealth. A person who has Torah has everything. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Har Sinai with tens of thousands of malachim. By the way, malachim who wanted the Torah. Right? They begged Hashem for the Torah. Tana hoidcha al hashamayim. Hashem said, no, I'm giving it to my children. And the Klal Yisrael saw, the Chazal say, the Medrash Rabba in Parshas Bamidbar says, the Klal Yisrael saw that the malachim that came, they came degolim degolim. They came with flags. So they had a taiva. They had a desire for flags. Are you serious? Does that make any sense? Hashem created the world for the Torah. Mankind was getting a gift that's unfathomable. One second, I think the angels have flags. Could you get me flags? So they have flags. So what? They don't have the Torah. So you'd think HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably responded with a little bit of Musar. But that's not how Hashem responded. Hashem responded, the Pasuk says, V'digloi olai ahava. His degolim, he gave us degolim with love. Hashem swore, Chayechem, I swear, that I'm going to give you degolim. And in Parshas Bamidbar, we got our Afikoman present. In Parshas Bamidbar, by Shlishi, Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, Ish al digloi, ba'oisais lebeis avoisam yachanu b'nei Yisrael, that each man should stand by his flag in the way that the Shvatim are set up to camp around the Mishkan. Mineged, from a distance, because they have to set back 2,000 amas. Saviv la'oyel moyed yachanu, they will camp with their flags around the oyel moyed. They got their degolim. They got their degolim. That little thing, that little nuance that they wanted by Har Sinai, Hashem gave them that as well. He threw in the watch. What are these degolim? Why wasn't Hashem frustrated with Klal Yisrael? That they're distracted from nothing. What did they see? So they have flags. So what? What's the big taiva? His avu. They had a taiva for degolim. What was the taiva? Furthermore, when the pasuk introduces the degolim, it says, Ish al digla, each man with his degel. Each man didn't have a degel. Each shevet had a degel. Each man in each shevet had a degel. It's like kind of unnecessary. She could have just said that Yachanu b'nei Yisrael al diglam, the Klal Yisrael should camp with their flags. Ish, a man, this is not a mitzvah on a particular man. This is a Klal Yisrael mitzvah. This is a Shevet mitzvah. So Rabbi said, we need to take a moment and understand what a flag is. Once we understand what a flag is, step one, which will not take long, and step two will be to understand what it means that the Malachim have flags. Once we understand what it means that the Malachim have flags, our step three and final step will be to understand how that translates into Klal Yisrael's wanting flags, and Klal Yisrael getting flags. So first of all, what's a flag? So imagine, when people have a flag, there's a phrase of rallying around the flag, right? What does that mean? What that means is that every person is different. No two people are the same. Everybody's different. Everyone has different koichos, everyone has different interests, everyone's pulled in different directions. Plant a flag in the middle, and it's a unifying power that despite the fact that we're all different, it allows us to have what I call a unity of purpose. That we have a... together we stand for the flag. You could be different than me, but when we plant the flag, we rally around the flag. The flag becomes together, united, all of our personality, all of our priority. Make sense? That's the idea of a flag. Now, Rabbi Yisai, there's a concept of a flag within a person. There's such a concept. Because this is a deep concept, but it's something that's worth spending time thinking about. Each one of us human beings, we're very, very, very complex. The simplest amongst us are very, very complex. We have different kinds of moods. And you ever notice how our values sometimes change based on our moods? Within each of us, I don't even mean compared to each other. Even within myself, I have different things that I appreciate. I could have an appreciation and a desire for Ruchnias, but at the drop of a hat, I can have an appreciation and a desire for Kashmir. I could love beauty, music, I could be drawn towards money, I could be altruistic, idealistic. There's so many different parts of me. I could be pulled to different things make me sensitive and push different buttons inside me. There are things that could dramatically and deeply affect me. I'm very complicated. And a lot of times, I could have almost, you all know this, I could have almost contradictory pulls going on inside me at the same time. Not just two, I could have three, four. I could be pulled in many directions. We're complicated. A person that has a degel within him has the power to reveal inside of himself a koyach, that koyach is deeper than all of his other koyaches, and it brings everything together. Like Klal Yisrael camped around the Mishkan, it brings all of his koyaches into focus based on his ultimate, ultimate yearning and his ultimate goal, and the ultimate thing that's the most important thing in the world to him, that when you pull that, everything falls into place. That's the degel within a person. Now, malachim, Rabbi say, they are degelim. It doesn't mean that the malachim had canvas flags flapping in the wind by Har Sinai. What it means is that a malach, you know what the word malach means? The word malach means shliach, okay? You know that a person's name is, and a thing's name is its essence. A malach is nothing. There's nothing to a malach except for the shlichus that it has. Chazal tell us, Parshas Vayera, Ein malach echad oise shnei shlichus. One malach can't have two jobs. A malach, the essence of the malach, the whole malach, is one mission. That's what a malach is. A malach, you could let's retranslate malach. You and I translate malach into angel. Okay, that word does not have a meaning. Okay? You know, we all have, you know, we imagine like circles on top of their heads. Like, we don't know what that means. Okay? Malach, let's retranslate malach. A malach is a mission. That's a degel. It's one. There's no, the malach is not like, and also I like doing jigsaw puzzles. Also, I plant tomatoes in my backyard. No, there's no such a thing. The malach is 100% kol kulay, his mission. Now, we are not that way. We are not kol kulay, our mission. We have our mission, but we have many parts of ourselves and interests and chalakim of our lives. When Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, they weren't getting distracted that they wanted something else, like my mushel with the watch. The mushel's not correct. What Klal Yisrael wanted was they wanted the midah of a malach, that they can also make themselves have a unity of purpose. That despite the fact that our lives are so complicated, they didn't want it to get lost. They were worried. They wanted to hold on to this Torah. And they wanted it to stay the center of their world. And they didn't want it to get lost. So they, when they saw the malachim, they were like, oh, to be a malach. You know, we're the purpose of creation. We are the purpose of creation. And yet, every day we say, Nekadesh es shimcha ba'olam. We'll be mekadesh your name in this world, Hashem. Kishem shemakdishim oisai b'shmei maron. Just like they're makdishin in Shamayim. No, they should say just like us. We're the purpose of the world. No, there's an element here that we want to be like malachim. We want to have their clarity, their unity of purpose. We even though we're so complicated, we want to be able to simplify ourselves, not in a unsophisticated way, but adarabba, in a super sophisticated way, that we could take every part of our essence and place it around our flag, which is our ultimate purpose, our ultimate tafkid in this world, which is each of our Kabbalah Satayras. So that's what Klal Yisrael wanted. And that's why it says, Ish al Diglai. Because it's true, Hashem gave us flags around the Mishkan. But with the flags, He gave us a koyach. He gave us the capacity that with some work, we can raise a flag within ourselves. And we could suddenly bring ourselves together to feel unified under this yearning to be close to Hashem. Now, by the way, how do I do that? I'm looking for my flag. How do I find my flag? You do it the same way Klal Yisrael did it. How did they get their flags? They had a taiva. So you see from here that yearning for a unity of purpose, yearning for that achdus within ourselves, that's what makes it happen. Because that's what happened to Klal Yisrael. I want to share with you a remez. I want to share with you a remez that I came up with this Shabbos. That it's a drush, but it's, you'll see, it's very, very, very special. I'm so makir tov to Hashem that I thought of this. I sent it over to the Rosh Hashiva yesterday, and I was not expecting him to enjoy it. He's not a very drushy Rosh Hashiva, if you've noticed. And I kind of apologized to him when I sent it over to him and said, I know it's a drush, but I think there's something to it. And he told me he enjoyed it very much. I couldn't believe it. I thought he'd be like, yeah, there are all types. But no, he said he enjoyed it very much. And the drush is as follows. I read you the pasuk before. The pasuk says you should have flags. Mineged saviv la'oyel mayed yachanu. From a distance, you should camp around the Mishkan. I think that this is telling us what the function of a flag is. For each one of us. The pasuk is telling us, you know why you need a flag? Because mineged, if you find yourself at a distance, Saviv la'oyel mayed yachanu. You should be able to come back to camp around the oyel mayed. our goal in life is to camp around the Ohel Moed. That the Ohel Moed, the Mishkan, is the center. Mi neged? You find yourself at a distance, but with the flag? Saviv la Ohel Moed yachanu. Come back. Come back to your place around the Mishkan. That's the remez to what we're saying. And this is our goal as we go into Shuas. And this is our goal on Shuas. We want to raise a flag in terms of our Kabbalah Satayra. We want to receive the Torah. I want to tell you something. I'm speaking in Waterbury tomorrow night. And I want to say that I didn't fully prepare what I'm going to say, but I know I want to say the following, which I've never ever said over. I just learned it this Shabbos, and I've never said it over until now. The Arugas HaBaisem asks why it is that Klal Yisrael woke up late that morning. Right? We all know the story. We stay up all night because Klal Yisrael, Hashem had to wake up Klal Yisrael to get the Torah. And the Arugas HaBaisem very correctly says, like, come on. That's a nation that was able to hear the words of Hashem. If you and I were getting the Torah in the morning, we wouldn't sleep the whole night before. Like, yeah, we're good at oversleeping. We're good at it. But we're not that good at it. You know what I mean? Like, when we have a plane to catch, we get up. Klal Yisrael had a plane to catch. It doesn't make sense. Listen to what the Arugas HaBaisem says. It's just so delicious that it's... I feel like I'm serving you the best cheesecake, okay? The Arugas HaBaisem says like this. He said, Hashem was giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And he knew that there were going to be generations like ours that were going to be getting ready to receive the Torah, and we're going to be like, I don't think I'm ready. I don't think that I could really be mekabel the Torah. I don't think it's for me. Maybe the Chafetz Chaim was able to be mekabel the Torah. Maybe the Pnei Yeshua, the Marshal, the Marsha, maybe they were able to be mekabel the Torah. Me, I'm so distracted. I'm so full of averos. I'm so bogged down with the things going on in this world. It's the middle of finals. Like, I just do not have a head. I do not have the head or the ability or the spiritual kayach to really accept the Torah. So Hashem made a gzeira, and he basically put Gantz Klal Yisrael to sleep. Hashem made us oversleep. Hashem shut off our alarm clocks. Okay? Hashem made us oversleep. We woke up that morning, we're like, oh my goodness! Kabbalah Satayra, I'm not ready. I want to go to the mikvah. I want to say the whole Tehillim. I want to be misbaydeh. Nope, sorry. You have to get the Torah right now. No, but I'm not ready. I just woke up. I'm half asleep. It's just not a time. No, right now, we're giving the Torah. Why? Because I want Klal Yisrael to know forever and after that you're ready. You don't have to feel ready. You don't have to think you're ready. I'm telling you, you're ready. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this groggy nation the Torah so that they should know that there's never a generation that we could say we're sleeping, we're just sleeping. And we get, no, don't worry. You feel like you're sleeping, you can get the Torah anyway. So let's be machazik ourselves. The Torah was given for our generation as well. We have just as much a right to the Torah as any generation from 3,335 years ago. And we should have this chus to be able to absorb that message and that rutzen within us, that we should be able to continue to be on fire as we head into the next year of Kabbalah Satayra Mirtz Hashem.